All right, guys, I am here with Trainer Tips, a.k.a. Nick of YouTube fame. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. A little exhausted from the day, but I had a lot of fun.
Before we actually talk about Pokemon Go Fest, I want to talk about your YouTube career a bit, because it's kind of taken off. How do you feel overall about it?
I feel incredibly grateful to have taken off so quickly. My channel grew really fast with Pokemon Go, something like 500,000 subscribers in 2 months, and obviously due in large part to the success of the game. And I'm just really happy that I've been able to sustain that for this long. So just really happy to be where I am and look back and see how far I've come in the last year.
When you started the YouTube channel, I guess no one thinks they're going to make it big so fast, but when you started the YouTube channel, did you think Pokemon Go would have the legs that it does today?
Originally, I expected everyone who had ever played Pokemon in their life to pick up the game, you know, fans of the franchise. I didn't expect it to be a viral sensation where literally everyone in the world was playing the game. So I expected it to be big, but nowhere near what it ended up being. And as far as longevity, it's great to see how many people have remained dedicated to the game. And especially being here at Pokemon Go Fest, it's been so cool to see this many people out here and excited to play.
I know on your YouTube channel you seem to try other Pokemon things, like Pokemon Duel was a big thing, and I don't know if it really took off the way you wanted it to. Is that just how your audience is? They only want Go from you, but maybe you feel that you want to do more with Pokemon outside of Go?
There's definitely a subset of the audience who only want Pokemon Go. There are people who are willing to follow me to whatever I'm doing. I just launched a second channel, which is sort of open-ended, and I think it gained like 40,000 subscribers the first day. So those are all people who are willing to just support what I'm doing, regardless of if it's Pokemon Go or not. But as far as Pokemon Duel, it was like a slow time in Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd try a few different things, and a lot of people liked it, some people didn't, but, you know, you do what you gotta do.
For Pokemon Go Fest today, I know you could probably talk hours about it, but what's your, like, hot take right now, now that we know that the event's pretty much over?
For me personally, I had a lot of fun meeting everyone. That was really cool for me because, you know, you see the numbers on YouTube, 600,000 subscribers, and you think that's six times as many people live in the city where I grew up. But that's unfathomable, really, like, visually. And to see maybe 15,000 people here today, a lot of whom know me and know my work and appreciate it, it's just really cool to get that kind of perspective on how many people are actually fans of what I do and appreciate what I'm doing. So I think for me, meeting the people was the biggest thing.
Do you feel like because you've done videos for a full year, that another year of those same videos won't do as well? Or do you feel like there's a point where you can challenge yourself and kind of mix it up? Sorry, that was like a long-winded question.
No, that's cool. That's cool. I got it. I feel, first of all, starting the second channel is sort of my way of dealing with that. Because it does get repetitive to shoot videos every day based around the same sort of content. So as far as keeping Pokemon Go interesting, for me, I'm trying to travel as much as possible. I have a trip to Hawaii coming up. I have a trip to Europe coming up. And just getting into new environments really keeps things interesting for me because it's all new. If I stay in Long Beach every day in the same environment, that's when it gets stale. But then beyond that, beyond Pokemon Go, I am branching out with the second channel and trying to just open myself up to have more options. If I want to talk about something else, I'm free to do that.
We talked about your audience, and that they're very set on Pokemon Go, but does that affect your love of Pokemon outside of Pokemon Go? You have the gym badge tattoo and everything, so clearly you're a longtime Pokemon fan, but like sometimes you meet a Pokemon Go person and that's all they want. They don't really see the franchise outside of this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been surprising to me, honestly, how many people are dedicated to Pokemon Go who maybe have never played a Pokemon game before in their life. And I think that's just sort of a testament to the type of game that it is. You don't have to be a Pokemon fan to enjoy it. Obviously, I am a huge Pokemon fan. I have the badges tattooed, like you said.
Do you see like your fan base sticking you into Pokemon Go and preventing you from like doing Sun and Moon or X and Y?
No, not at all, because personally, I don't think I would enjoy doing mainstream Pokemon content as much as I do with Pokemon Go, because, I mean, I'll say it, Pokemon Go is my favorite Pokemon game that's ever been made because it takes place in the real world, and it has that element. And I'm not the type of person who wants to sit at home in front of a webcam with a screen capture playing, you know, 3DS games or anything like that. It, for me, what really makes it interesting is getting out and getting in the environment. And, yeah, so I don't feel limited at all by focusing on Pokemon Go because there's so much that you can do with it in terms of travel.
Hardest question you probably get asked today. You've probably got asked it a million times.
Right.
What is your favorite Pokemon?
Overall, it's definitely Celebi. The Celebi movie was my favorite Pokemon movie. I just love the backstory that they gave it. The time travel, the protector of the forest, all that. But then from first generation, when Pokemon first launched, my favorite Pokemon was Sandshrew. So it's always got a special place in my heart.
Awesome. And finally, I'm sure my listeners know exactly where to find you, but for like the two people that maybe have never heard of you, where can they find you?
You can just search Trainer Tips on YouTube, or if you want to type it in old school, youtube.com/C/TRNRTIPS.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course, man. It's been great talking to you.